everybody, welcome back. So today's episode is going to be, well, it's a two-part episode, but I'm just going to release them on the same day because I just want to. Yeah, so the first part is going to be about San Pedro, Hape, and Sananga. I did them all in one day at the retreat, so I'm going to just go over that whole day. And then part two is very special. It's probably the most special episode to me. It is, it's about Bufo, which is a DMT, and the experience that I had with it. The reason it's so special to me, and well, you'll see. But I made that episode in loving memory of Felix Tejas, who was my boyfriend that I had when I was 17. Who passed away. And yes, the episode is in memory of him. So I hope that you guys enjoy. And yeah, let's get into it. okay, so. I swear, I don't know why. Every time I record, my voice gets, my mouth dries out. Okay, whatever, let's go. I'm probably gonna cut that part out anyway. So San Pedro is a cactus. It's the masculine, and ayahuasca is the feminine. Ayahuasca is not a cactus though, it's a plant. But both are very different experiences. I actually am very surprised in myself. I was looking through my journal to prepare for this episode, and I didn't journal at all about San Pedro that day. Not about the San Pedro. Anyway, I journaled about the Hape. But yeah, so I'm going off no notes here, but I do remember the experience. It was a wonderful experience. So like I said, San Pedro is a cactus. It's green. It's cooked and it's eaten as like a pudding or like a green oatmeal. It's disclaimer does not taste like pudding. But like all the other plant medicines I talked about, that I did on the retreat, you have to keep just while you're eating it, you have to breathe into it. You got to breathe into the taste. You need to accept the taste. You can't be like, ugh, and spit it out, or else it's like disrespectful to the plant. It's not going to work the way that you intended for it to work. So you just have to accept it and be like, it's just a taste. It's not going to kill me. It's literally just a taste. Swallow it and be done with it. Yeah. So the morning of San Pedro, we all gathered in the kitchen yurt, and we chose whether we wanted our intention for San Pedro to be like a play day or a work day. And then we all got to choose that for ourselves. I chose work day. I think I was the only one that chose to have a work day, but it was fine. I had an amazing time anyway. This was the most fun day of the whole retreat still, even though I chose work, which I did do a lot of work. And when I say work, it means like work on yourself. So we all got one cup of the mixture. Some of the boys, aka Aurelio and his friend, well, they became friends on the retreat. They snuck more, like four cups more, like the shaman was like, what the heck? Like they confessed afterwards. And he was like, you took the powder? Like that could have been something totally different. He was like, San Pedro looks just like cocoa. Like, I don't know, like this cocaine one, not cocaine, but like a plant. It's just like, it would not have been good if they had accidentally gotten that one. They would have been like wired the fuck out. So anyway, so San Pedro, it feels like a light roll, I'd say. If you're familiar with MDMA or Molly, that's the feeling that you get. Not as intense. It's not like, I'm not talking like a Tesla or like an Instagram. Like I'm talking like pure Molly. Nothing wrong with Tesla or Instagram, by the way. Whatever. I'm not even going to get into that right now in this episode. But yeah, it's like a more pure Molly, like the ones that you're in the powder, like in the capsules. Yeah. So, the people that had four cups, however, They experienced more than just a light roll. Like they were seeing people's tattoos, water flowing through. This girl's, this girl had a tattoo of a river or like an ocean on her back, and like they were just seeing all kinds of things. But they had an amazing time as well. So we all had just a really pleasant experience that day. We started the day. It was kind of cold in the morning, so we were in the jacuzzi and we listened to this man come. His name's Nick Lechuga. He's like, he looks like my grandpa. He looks just like my grandpa. But he plays sound bowls, and he just plays sound bowls for us, and then he let us play the sound bowls, and he put a sound bowl on my head, and then like I tapped it, and like my energy like it cleansed it and stuff. Like I didn't realize that how powerful that was. Like I had never done that before, and I didn't even realize how powerful it was until later on. But like right after I did that, I was like, I'm gonna take a nap. Like I went inside and I fell asleep for like 4 hours. Like, and I was like, and then later on, I asked the shaman like, why did that make me so tired? And he was like, it was just like clearing your energy, I guess. So yeah, it was a great time. Actually, before I took a nap, actually before I put the sound bowl in my head, like he played all morning, so we were just all hanging out in the jacuzzi in the pool while he played. Yeah, just like laughing and playing, and it was such a fab time. One of the other girls that I was with, or that was on the retreat, and I decided to just take our clothes off and lay naked in the sun, like on the side of the hill. If you know me personally, you are probably not surprised at all because I'm always naked. The girl showed me actually how to charge my butthole in the sun, so that was fun. And there's actually women in LA, of course, that make a living off of just going to people's houses and teaching them how to charge their assholes and vaginas in the sun. So I thought that was pretty cool. That's like a really good business idea, actually. By the way, 100% recommend it. It feels pretty great. I don't know if it's like the warmth or the energy or what, but it feels really good. Yeah, you guys are probably like, Brianna officially left the building. She's charging her asshole in the sun. What the fuck? But I'm serious. Try it. It works. Get naked, lay on some grass, bend over. I recommend, like, if you do yoga, you know, like the puppy pose, like when you're like your butt is like up in the air and it's like, and your shoulders are on the floor like that, I suppose I recommend, but regular doggy style will work as well. And then, this is important, your holes, both of the holes, or if you're a guy listening, then just one of your holes, must face the sun. Like you need to feel the warmth directly on your asshole. So just relax your body and just do it. Yeah, this girl and I were just out there laying like naked goddesses on the side of a hill, like glistening in the sun. It was actually super freeing. Yeah, no one else in the group wanted to do it with us, but they also didn't judge us or like talk shit because that's just not the type of people that go to these. Like, it's amazing just like being accepted for who you are 100% and actually like loved and supported. It feels so good. The night before the butt charging day was actually July 1st, and we did what was called a despacho that night. So it was like a new moon. It was the first of the month. It was basically like all the right energy to do it. A despacho is like basically a 2 hour, I think it was like 2 hours, might have been three, long intention setting ritual practice. Like it's a long ritual, and you set an intention, to break conflict with blank. Like that's how your intention goes. So my intention that night, pre butthole charge, was to break my conflict with feeling self-conscious about how like I look and how my body looks. So I just thought it was so awesome that literally the next morning I was just gallivanting butt ass naked around the mountains. Like, so I guess it worked, right? So back to San Pedro. I actually have San Pedro at home now, like not the cactus, but I got microdoses from the place that I went with on the retreat, and I absolutely love it. I still use it for work. I use it for discipline and productivity. I actually microdosed before recording this episode in hopes that the power of San Pedro would come through while you're listening. So I hope that it is. It's amazing. I love it. It's an amazing ass cactus. I love it. I looked up places that sell the actual cactus, and you can get it from Mexico and then just bring it over here and grow it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's 100% legal. I don't think it is, but I mean, it's an option. I'm not really too, I don't know. I don't really follow the law, I guess. I don't know. I'm like, it's not bad in my head, so it shouldn't be illegal. I don't care. I'm gonna get some. So if anyone wants them, let me know because I'm gonna start growing it. I hope. Or if you want some, I can just give you microdoses, but whatever. By the way, San Pedro is, like I said, it's a cactus. So when you take it or you eat it, it does suck up all the water in your body. So you have to drink a lot of water with it or you're gonna get super constipated. Just a little tip for you. Yes, so yay, now we're gonna get into the Hape and Sanaga that I did later that night. So that was just like a day of play and fun, you know? And then later that evening, we go back into the ceremony tent to do Hape and Sanaga. Hape is actually really called Rape. It's Rape, but with like a little thing over the E. They're the same thing, but if you look them up, you'll see both. And I was confused at first. I thought that they might be different, but the shaman explained that obviously. The word rape is spelled rape, but kind of rubs some people the wrong way. So, for those obvious reasons, a lot of people just call it hape. And it's spelled HAPE. So, there are like thousands, I think, hundreds, thousands, whatever, types of hape, for all different things. All different things. I know some people that self-administer it. There's like the little like a wooden or bamboo maybe it's made out of like piece that allows you to self-administer it. Allows you to blow it up your own nostril. And so I know some people that do that and then they go like meditate on top of pyramids and stuff. I'm not joking, they do. Or like in Costa Rica or in America. If you want to try it or if you've heard of it, I think I have a discount code. I want to say it's a discount code. I have it on my in my link in my bio thing. It's from the one that they use at the retreat is from this company called Four Visions, and I think I'm an ambassador for them. I don't know what they call it. Just I don't know if I'm gonna cut this part out of the episode. I should have looked it up before. Just click on it and you can see all the Hape and Sanaga that's on there. If there is a discount code there, clicking on my link will automatically take you to it. If not, it'll just take you to the website anyway, and you can just get it that way. So either way, it's a win for you. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So, like I was saying, there's a Hape for all different types of things. So going into this evening, I knew that Sananga was eye drops that were painful and have a lot of benefits as far as vision goes. But I knew it was so painful, or I was told it's so painful that the purpose of doing it for the retreat was to teach you to breathe through the pain, accept it, and the pain will pass. That's what the purpose of Sananga was. Sananga was actually like discovered by like some tribe, right? I don't know the name. I'm not gonna pretend like I do. And they only hunted at night, but I don't remember why. Like they didn't kill animals only like just to kill them. They only killed them to eat them, like for survival purposes. They only hunted at night and they needed something that would allow them to be able to, there was a reason that they only hunted at night and it was a really cool and I just can't remember. But they needed someone a way to be able to like see better at night, I think. And they discovered this plant and put it in their eyes and bada boom, Sananga was discovered. It also has like a whole it improves your vision, which was what interested me because I have really bad vision. Like literally my right eye is 20, you know, like 20/20 is perfect. A lot of people have 20/10, like pilots. Yeah, my right eye is 20/200. So that was like 5 years ago, so it's probably worse now, who knows? But anyway, yeah, I wear really thick glasses. So that's what interested me in it. And then like after you do it, you're supposed to see like the world just like clearer and better, you know? So let's get into it. I can't wait to talk about it actually. Yes. So for Hoppe, I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't told that it was extremely painful. I wasn't told that it was painful until I sat down in the ceremony. I was told that Sonago was more painful than Hoppe, and Hoppe felt like wasabi going up your nose, which sounds really painful actually. So I was like, what the F, you know? But these two medicines or this part of the retreat was an optional part. I mean, everything was obviously optional. No one's forcing you to do anything, but some people did sit out of one or both, just because I don't remember why. But anyway, it's optional, but it's recommended. I think that everyone actually tried the Hoppe because we did Hoppe first and Sonago was second, but some of them got too sick from Hoppe to be able to do the Sonago or whatever their reason. They just were like, no. But anyway, I was here at the retreat for a reason, so I was all in. I was like, I'm gonna take advantage of every single thing I can get. I'm gonna do everything. I'm gonna try everything. Like, I don't care how painful it is. Like, we're doing this, you know? So for the Hoppe, the shaman teaches you like a short breath pattern right before blowing it up your nose. And the breath pattern consists of alternate nostril breathing. When I start putting breathwork videos on my website, I'll do one of those, like the alternate nostril breathing. But yeah, so, and then at the end of that, you close your throat and then he blows it up your nose. Like it's a whole thing. For each nostril. And the reason for closing your throat, like tilting, you have to like suck your head back in, like suck your neck in and make like a double chin, you know? And then it closes off your throat so that you don't have a coughing attack from the Hoppe going up your nose. Hoppe is like super, super fine tobacco, but it's not like regular tobacco, like the kind that's in cigarettes. Like that's why I just didn't even want to call it that, because it's literally nothing like that. Or it's just not. Anyway. I have to admit, I underestimated the Hoppe 100%. Like, the shaman let us choose which Hoppe we wanted to do. He didn't tell us what each was for. He just said, like, choose number one, two, or three. I was the only person that chose number one, by the way. I don't know why. Everyone else chose three, and then, like, one person chose two. So, yeah, I was second to go. I was second to go for everything. Like, you go in the same, you sit in the same bed every single day, and then you just go in the same, they go in the same clockwise when administering all the different plant medicines. So every day I was number two. But yeah, so I figured I could handle some tobacco up the nose that I underestimated. I just felt like it was no big, like I've done other things in my lifetime. It'll be fine. Holy shit. It was not like anything else I've ever done before. Let me say that. Oh, and I forgot to mention, you can't just do one nostril. Like, if you commit to doing Hoppe, you have to commit to doing it in both nostrils. If you do it in just one nostril, first of all, he won't let you, but you'll black out and get sick and like have a terrible trip, like a terrible ass experience. Like, you have to do both nostrils. It has to be equal. So I see the first guy get it. I didn't watch him because obviously I don't want to like be staring at him while he's doing his thing, like because it's just awkward. So I'm second to go. I'm like ready. I'm super eager. I'm like, oh, let's do it. I've been waiting for this. Yay. Like I said, he used a special tool to blow it up your nose. So I do the breathing pattern, blah blah. Close my throat. Didn't close it all the way, but it's fine. My throat doesn't close all the way. I mean, you guys know. You've heard my other episodes. So he blows it up my first nostril. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It was so fucking painful. It was so painful that my body started convulsing and shaking. I'm not kidding. I've been shaking like that from pain since I gave birth. Like, I remember, when I was about to give birth, I started either convulsing or right after Aria came out, I was convulsing and I couldn't hold her because I was in so much pain. It was in a different area of my body, but still, my body started shaking. I didn't, obviously, right as soon as it went up, I was like, fuck this. I'm definitely, there's no way I can handle it. My other nostril, I'm gonna die. I can't handle it. But like I said, if you do one, you have to do the other. So I'm sitting in my bed and I calm down. I'm like, okay, there's tears coming down my eyes because, when something blows up your nose, obviously your eyes water. So I'm just like, okay, calm down. I finally, I catch my breath. I stop shaking and I'm like coming back to life barely. And I'm like, okay, let's do the other nostril. So I sit up and, I do the breathing pattern and he blows it up my other nostril and fuck. My body went instantly like ice cold, like my whole body. And my hands and feet started to sweat. Like fuck, like that's how it felt. And then I got lightheaded, really lightheaded. I had already known, so I set up my pillows behind me so I could just fall back on them. And then yeah, I passed out. But it wasn't yeah, I passed out. And I laid there. And I know Aurelia was watching me. Like we weren't allowed to sit next to each other because we didn't want to I think I already mentioned it. They didn't want us interfering with each other's experiences for anything. So he was across. So he always went a few people after me. So I know he wanted to come and be like he saw me shaking and he was like, "Oh my God." But that we can't save each other. That's another part of the retreat. If you go, it's a couple, the savior thing or saving someone else, or asking them if they need help, it's like a no-no. You need to let them experience their experience by themselves. So he's just watching me in fear. I didn't see him, but he told me after. I was too much pain to pay attention to any other fucking person there. You're only concentrated on yourself. So yeah, I laid down or I passed out down there and I was just in fucking excruciating pain for a good few minutes. Just like fuck. head pain. It was brain pain. The date that I did this actually was July 2nd, by the way, which is ironic because it was the 13-year anniversary of the night that I crushed my spine in a car accident, actually, which was the most excruciating pain in my whole entire life to this day, obviously. Worse than childbirth, worse than more pain than anything. I've just there's no words. So I was laying in excruciating ass pain 13 years later, and I just felt like it was connected somehow. But as I laid there, I followed what the shaman had told me to do. I accepted the pain and I thanked the Hopi for the cleansing that it was giving me. And of course, once I did that, I felt the magic. I felt so grounded and I felt so connected to the earth. I felt like a part of the earth, like a part of the grass and a part of the trees. And I felt so much gratitude inside of me. I felt so thankful for everything the earth provides us. I began to just feel so much gratitude for my boyfriend and everything he does for me. And I began to realize that sometimes I hold things over him, well, I do this for you, so I expect something in return. And I started thinking about that, and I realized I shouldn't do or say that. If I love someone, I should just do things because I love them, not because I want something in return, you know? And I do want to do things for him. I just want to, just because that I just feel like it, you know? I'm like, yeah, like, you know, and like I'm talking. Anyway, yeah. I also felt a lot. I began to feel so much gratitude for my family, especially my mom. Before going on the retreat, I was a little bothered or envious in a way because my mom had booked my girls for different trips throughout the whole summer, like back to back to back to back, and they were all near her house. So I wasn't going to get to see them that much. Just for the summer. But yeah. And they have had an amazing summer, by the way. But yeah, going to the retreat, I was a little annoyed by that. But after the hoppe, I felt just nothing but extreme gratitude for my family that loves me and my daughter so much that they literally, like my family, my grandma too, like they literally had to like schedule amongst each other who would have them for each week. Like not because I needed a babysitter, just because they wanted to take them places. Like they love us that much that they want to spend so much time with them that I get like kind of left out. That's not a bad thing. I'm just so grateful that that's how much my children are loved by everyone. I also started feeling just extremely, I was laying there and I was feeling so grateful for everyone at the retreat and everyone in the circle. And I still feel like they're the most beautiful people that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting in my life. And I'm so happy that I got to share this experience with them. I'm just going to take a moment to like appreciate everything because I'm still like in extreme gratitude for these people and just for this experience. So next, for those who wanted to participate, was Sananga. Those of us that still wanted to participate, we laid down with our head like at the feet of our beds and closed our eyes. And the shaman came and put drops like in the corner of our eye. Oh, we closed. Yeah. So the shaman came and put drops in the corner of our eyes. And then he told us to open them so like the drops can go into our eyes. And it felt like hot sauce, like in my eye. But I'm mixed, so I'm used to it. Like I eat a lot of tapatio. If you're mixed, you pretty much have gotten hot sauce in your eye, I think, like at some point, because we eat a lot of it. So that's just how it feels. It burns for like 2 minutes or so, and I breathed through it like he told us, and it went away. I wanted to add that if you still have emotions to purge out by this day in the retreat, like that you haven't gotten out through everything else yet, hoppe will purge them out. So there were some people that threw up a lot from hoppe, and then they were just like, or that they were too sick to do the sananga still. I didn't, obviously. I just told you my experience, but yeah, some people do purge. Yeah, so now I'm gonna get into part two of the episode. I'm gonna give it its own episode, like I said, because it's super magical. It's, I don't know. Just wait till you hear it. It's amazing. So that was my experience with San Pedro, Hoppe, and Sananga. It was a wonderful day. Aurelio said he would never do Hoppe again. It hurt. I don't know. He just didn't like it. I think he will, though, because there's so many to try. He will. I liked it a lot. Besides the pain, I thought it was definitely worth the pain. The magic that I received from it and the grounding and the gratitude was just unmatchable. So, yeah, I'm definitely getting more. I think it's something that everyone should try. And, yes, I hope that you guys are ready for the next episode. It's going to be about Bufo. Bufo is he's called Grandfather Bufo. So I said, like, Ayahuasca's mother, San Pedro's father. Hoppe, he's also father, and Sananga is feminine, with eye drops. But they call it Grandfather Bufo, so he's like, Bufo is 5-MeO-DMT, which means like it's like really strong. So that episode was super hard for me to record without crying, because I just cry. So bear with me. I'm not going to cry in the episode. I got that, and I hope you guys enjoy it.